and they'll try to sell it. That's their job. Didn't hear Nancy Pelosi last week saying, you're doing a terrible job of selling this infrastructure bill. So that to the fucking media. Oh, we're supposed to sell something? How about some of your stocks? We'll sell some of those. You crooked bitch. A little tool bottom, and unfortunately we haven't hit the bottom yet, but we're getting there. What Biden doesn't tell you is only limited bays will be open 24/7. He made it sound like the whole world is going to be running 24/7 on the West Coast. Only one terminal out of 12 in San Pedro is operating 24 hours a day. Total Terminals International at Port of Long Beach. And that every second schedule is only Monday through Thursday, making it a 24-4 situation, not 24-7. Isn't that nice? Courtesy of another fucking union working 4 days a week. Get the fuck out of here. But don't worry. Officials at the Port of Long Beach said discussions taking place with other terminals. But as of now, no other terminals have signed on. In the pursuit of Biden's 24/7 terminal, one would think you would need the terminals to agree to this, right? You can't make it up. Just one terminal is 24/7 starting today. One terminal of one port. Get the fuck out of here. And the frustration has really spilled over and can be witnessed and highlighted in a press release from the Harbor Trucking Association, which said the Biden administration's plan did not address the core issues that have been plaguing the supply chain. Specifically, they say while steamship lines and their marine terminal partners have been pointing the finger at the trucking industry for not utilizing appointments during the crisis, the underlying causes have continued to compound unchecked. Challenges faced by truckers doing business at the ports stem from productivity and efficiency issues that are not alleviated by merely shifting to 24/7 gate operations. The Truckers Association said thousands of empty containers currently are sitting in motor carrier yards on top of the chassis, preventing those chassis from moving an import container off the dock. Yet to send the old containers back to where they came from. Not doing that. So those appointments go unused. This is not an issue of unwillingness to pick up cargo. The entire supply chain wants this cargo moved. It is instead a tangled web of shifting constraints that impede and discourage participation. Also in his plan, FedEx, UPS, and Walmart were mentioned in stepping it up and stepping in to help alleviating the supply chain. If you're Walmart, why would you want to do that? Think about it. You're asking Walmart to step up and help alleviate the supply chain, but if you have supply and you're bringing in product, why would you compete against yourself? You think Walmart is just going to do things out of the fucking goodness of their heart? No, the Walton family doesn't work that way, folks. Perhaps they used to back in the day. Not anymore. They're not going to lend a helping hand so the Targets of the world and the Best Buys of the world, etc., can compete against them. It's not going to happen. If the Biden administration is asking for that, man, they're green. They wanted to be green. They're greener than I thought they were. You're fooling yourself if you think these fucking mega companies, these global conglomerates, are going to compete against themselves. Come on, grow up. But don't worry. Biden's got it all figured out. He thinks there's going to be a 90-day sprint and the U.S. supply chain is going to be mended because he says so. It's a fucking wax dummy. You know what needs? He might need a massive shot of adrenaline every couple weeks and some other things that he gets at home. Listen to Hotwire on Pain.tv. But just by doing that, or fake adrenaline, or a shot of fake steroids by having a press conference or two, is certainly not going to solve a damn thing. You're fooling yourself. Get up and get back on your feet, folks. There's a prophecy in there. Speaking of people that should get back on their feet and get back to work, we talked about this dope, this lightweight, this CIA fucking lightweight. That's why the CIA isn't worth its spit anymore. When you recruit guys like Mayor Pete. Mayor Pete has been on paid leave since mid-August, despite a crisis. Well, of course, he helped create it. We'll see tomorrow if he pedals his bike to work, like Pee-wee fucking Herman. As cargo ships congested U.S. ports and have created an unprecedented supply chain crisis, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg was on paid leave to spend time with his husband, Chasten, and their two newborn babies. After weeks of people questioning Buttigieg's whereabouts, as crisis after crisis mounted, the media confirmed on Thursday that the Transportation Secretary was lying low. Oh, what a champ. What a way to face a crisis. Hide. Who could have seen this fucking guy doing that? Of course, the Biden administration didn't previously announce it officially, but Buttigieg's office told the West Wing Playbook over at Politico that the secretary's actually been on paid leave since mid-August to spend time with his husband, Chasten, and their two newborn babies. A spokesman for the DOT confirmed that Buttigieg was mostly offline throughout the tumultuous time period. Well, that's nice. Thanks for checking in, fuckstick. For the first 4 weeks, he was mostly offline except for major agency decisions and matters that could not be delegated. He's been ramping up activity since then. Oh, yeah. Is this what you call a ramp up? Oh, man, I hate to see his fucking... his warm down. This is his ramp up? Is he ramping up to fucking come back to work? But don't worry. A DOT spokesman, Biden White House officials have said that Buttigieg will continue to take some time over the coming weeks to support his husband and take care of his new children. That's important. When the fucking world is collapsing. Anybody that wasn't trying to wreck fucking economy and further damage the fabric of this country would fire this fucking guy. Fire Pete Betty Crocker Buttigieg. You want to sit at home and make fucking bunt cakes That's on you, Chief. We got major problems. Would fire him. You're fucking fired. Stay home, Bizquick. You're done. Pete, Bizquick, Buttigieg. You're fucking done. Is it even possible to get fired in D.C.? They fired Andy McCabe. He came back and he's going to make more money because he got fired. Of course, that was a show firing. We knew it at the time. We said, this is nothing. It's all a show, folks. And one player who's always been willing to play a little bit around in the theatrics is FBI Director Christopher Wray. I'm sure he told McCabe, don't worry about it, man. Fire you now, take some heat, file a lawsuit, and then we'll settle it out. They settled it out. He didn't even have to go to court. The DOJ settled it out. Merrick Garland's DOJ settled it out. Said, yeah, you know what? Fucking here's the money, man. Here you go. Get your pension back. Get your money back. Shit, I'm not surprised that he doesn't get his job back. The White House did not approve or confirm that President Biden approved Buttigieg's leave. Pete's been a key member of the team since day one. Really? What has he done? We're overjoyed for him and Chastain and believe every American should have access to paid family leave. Okay. Now you're fucking trying my patience. Now you're trying my patience with this bullshit. Then take a leave of absence. This guy is worse than McCain. McCain was on the public dole 40 years, approximately. And he got sick and he went home in December and he passed away in July. And of course, he was back and forth before December. Hadn't done a goddamn thing except go downhill. You know, he started with a crutch and then he ended up with a boot and then he ended up in the wheelchair. I said, if he stays in D.C. another fucking week, he's going to end up in a hammock. They're going to wheel him around in a fucking hammock. Like he's on Gilligan's Island. And he left after Thanksgiving. And I told Jason Goodman at the time we were going to go down and sandbag him, get in his face. And Jason said, we'll get him in the new year. I said, he's gone. He'll never be back. We'll never see him again. He's in the wind. And Jason said to me, you think so? I said, absolutely. He's going to ride off into the sunset. But he didn't leave his job. A multi-millionaire, his family. And he stayed home and milked it up until when he passed away. He didn't step down and do what was right for the country. These guys are fucking, they cling on. They hang on, these corrupt cartel members. Till the very end, they're fucking sick. Anybody with any integrity would have walked away and said, I can't collect a paycheck for lying in fucking bed. But he could write a fucking book. Slamming Trump before he died and then do a book on tape. What a hero. But he couldn't go to work. You understand what you're dealing with here? Sick fucking people. Why hasn't this asshole stepped aside? If you want to raise a family, like I said, God bless you, man. Love your kids. I'm all for that. We're in a crisis mode here, pal. Shit would never fucking work in the private sector. Hey, Moore, we need X, Y, and Z from you. Where are those fucking TPS reports? Oh, I'm on maternity leave with my wife. You know, my boss would have said, are you out of your fucking tree? Take a hike, pal. Your maternity leave is now permanent leave. You can only get away with this nonsense in the government. Mayor Pete is sailing away with the likes of John Kerry. You can't get fired. In D.C., you can't get fired. There's a fucking massive crisis in this country like we've never seen. It has to be done on purpose. You can't even. Don Hucklebridge, director of the group Paid Leave for All, praised Buttigieg for going on paternity leave, saying it reflects changing norms. Hey, Don. Can you imagine if this fucking guy was president and he was on maternity leave? He wanted to be president, right? Dopes like Drudge. Mayor Pete's the next president. Supply chain crisis has extended and bled into grocery stores last week. We have empty shelves. We have canned goods that are gone. We have snacks that are gone. We have pet food, restrictions on pet food, which is bad fucking news because a lot of Americans, thanks to Mayor Pete, might be eating pet food before it's over. But Mayor Pete's woke at home. Here's a little fucking tidbit I'll throw out there. Maybe if you become Secretary of Transportation and you want to lead a political life and have a cabinet position, maybe don't adopt twins. If you're not going to be able to do your job. Or don't cut a deal to be a cabinet position and drop out of the race like Mayor Pete did. He dropped out of the race. He chickened out. He ran away like a big fucking milquetoast. And he cut a deal for a cabinet position with Biden. And then he said, you know what? While the FBI is raiding South Bend, while the FBI is raiding South Bend and corruption probes, I think as a distraction, we'll adopt a couple kids. And that way, when I'm appointed to a cabinet position to be named later, I'd be a great resume builder while I stay at home. Anywhere else, he'd be fucking fired. Nice knowing you. The fuck out.
You're a real crumb bum. You're a crumb creep coward.
Thank you, Mayor Rizzo. Come sail away with Pete. Come sail away. There's no food on the shelves. There's no toys for Christmas. Mayor Pete. I had a train set as a kid. It was a dream to be transportation secretary. Now I'm sailing away. You know what else is sailing away? The fucking ocean liners that are sitting waiting to be docked. They're sailing away too, you fucking idiot.
But I had a train set. Did I tell you?
Headline, empty Christmas stockings? Don't blame COVID, blame California. The conventional wisdom from the left is that COVID is the reason that shipping containers are in the waters off California with no port workers or truckers are able to take care of them. The implication, of course, is that if people would stop being selfish and take the vaccines, the whole problem would magically vanish. That's fucking insane. I saw some bird brain today on NBC.
The way to get things back here normal is to take the vaccine.
Actually say that? Fucking dummies. The problem is that California has passed two laws. One for climate change. Of course, they didn't tell you the climate they were changing was going to be your bank account and your livelihood. And the other is a sop to the unions that destroyed much of California's trucking industry. You're not supposed to know about that. Folks, in the shipping business, why aren't you taking your shit to Florida? Fuck these people. Switch it to Florida, man. They got the money you'll save. Now, I understand if you're coming from the Pacific Ocean, Florida's. But if you're coming from the Atlantic Ocean, maybe Florida is better than New York and Secaucus. etc. You want a climate change? Change your port. That could be a good climate change. The COVID payments that discourage people from working, and voila, empty Christmas stockings. Of course, vaccine mandates have not helped, but you won't hear about that in the mainstream media. As a preliminary matter, truckers are aging out of the job and new ones are not coming along because federal law requires that truckers be at least 21. And kids who leave school at 17 or 18 get involved in other careers. And trucking is not on the radar. Of course, these are long-term problems. The short-term problem, though, is California has passed laws that basically take truckers off the road. We're gonna need some new some new ports for sure. Devil went down to D.C. Devil went down to Sacramento. Fucked up a lot of things. Devil went down to Albany. Also, truckers are reminding us that carriers domiciled in California with trucks older than 2011 model. Listen to this insanity. This is what I talked about earlier. We're using engines manufactured before 2010. We'll need to meet the board's new truck and bus regulation. Otherwise, their vehicles will be blocked from registration with the state's DMV, according to California law. The requirement is to purchase electric trucks, which don't even exist yet. I told you, they're automating the fucking ports. You have to have a modern truck to get in there. Guys, get the fuck out of California. It's pretty basic. Unions and Democrats. What could go wrong? Communists, basically, was it. Here's a little surprise I throw at you, too. This goes all the way back to our good friend Bill Clinton, who, thank God, he got out of the hospital. He just got out of the hospital. 5 days in ICU. Nobody knows why. We know it's not syphilis this time. Mr. NAFTA, Mr. Let's ship all these corporations, let's ship stuff overseas, let's bring things in from overseas. Here's a little fucking kickback to you guys and your labor unions, incredible labor unions. They're always happy to sell you out for a profit. If stuff's made in America, you don't have to wait for it at a port. I don't see any of that in here. Back in the day, we didn't need Asia and we didn't need Korea to fill the Christmas stockings and shelves. We needed America. America was once a manufacturing dynamo, chipped away and shuttered by communist policies and watered down through the years, of course, as we know. We can make a lot of things and we can make them well back then, too, and still have enough left over for the rest of the world, but no more. The politicians have fleeced the country on so many different occasions, and this is part and parcel. We played Devil Went Down to Georgia. It's been a devil's bargain with China. And if you're looking for toys and you're looking for American-made whatever, American manufactured whatever, you better take a midnight train to Georgia. And good luck. As we see 80,000 containers piled up in Georgia, Savannah, Georgia. The devil went down to Georgia and he found 80,000 fucking containers at the port of Savannah. Double the amount. And now the dopes are pressuring port workers to get vaccinated, and many of them are walking off the job. Federal contractors. Fuck off. There's 80,000 containers in Georgia. It's going to be more than that. And you can't just put them on a midnight train to Georgia. The workers are getting on a midnight train out of Georgia. You made a devil's bargain with communist China. And this is what happened. Well, you thought China was happy to cut a fucking bioweapon loose on the world with Fauci's help. With criminal cartel members' help in the United States. What, you don't think that they can manipulate shipping? You don't think they can say, oh, we have port problems here? There's hundreds of thousands of ocean containers sitting here. Sorry. Believe us. There's really a problem here. Yeah, we fucking believe you guys, but as far as we can throw you. The manufacturing sector has become utterly dependent on China, and that's from crooked fucking politicians. That's what's it. These people should be jeered and mocked wherever they go. They're complaining about supply issues. They fucking created it. Slowly, through decades, they create problems, and then they purport to come up with a solution to fix it. No, you fucked up in the first place, and you fucked up big. And all those people back in the day saying, we're warning you, if you're not going to make stuff here, there's going to be problems. Well, here we are. Jesus. You can't even. The industrial class, the Chamber of Commerce, remember when Trump tried to push back on this? They wanted his head on a stick, the corrupt Chamber of Commerce. It's another cartel. They pushed back, gave him a hard time. Of course, Trump could have pushed back equally. But like so many things he walked away from, makes you wonder. If we could get our manufacturing back and not be as dependent on China. If you wanted a shot across the bow and more against China, you would start producing your own products and watch a disastrous collapse in China. You think they have problems now with real property? And what they've done to us, you start manufacturing here. But it'll never happen because the fucking corporations don't care about you or the country. They only care about the bottom line. They've sold you out 100 times over, and you're just starting to get wind of it now. We've talked about that for so long. What we got left? Biden is pushing vaccine for small kids. Well, we knew about that. Well, that's just 5 to 11. Wait till they come out birth to 4. That's on the horizon, too. Biden said families will be able to sleep easier at night knowing their kids are protected. This man's a criminal. He represents criminals. The whole cabal is a criminal cartel.